Welcome to the Loop the Wool podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ and I have a computer now.
Yes, the DevPewter lives. And Dev gets to learn why I kept mentioning the phase change pad rather than using paste.
Yes, I'm not looking forward to having to clean out the old one because that's going to be mummified.
No, I know, but like it's so easy to deal with the phase change pads.
Just snip it and just slap it on.
Yep. Although you had the same issue I did, you said, where trying to get the top plastic off and it keeps trying to peel off the sheet.
Yes. Yeah. It did not want to stay on the chip.
Yeah, I had that same issue, but yeah. On the plus side, it will not dry out and you won't have that issue in 4 or 5 years.
Good, because I don't want to have to do that again anytime soon.
Yeah, and then have you decided how you're going to decorate your case yet?
Cave story.
Ah, that was the last suggestion you had brought up.
Yes.
Good. Okay. It's weird. It's the actual amount of stuff for the last 2 weeks is actually low, but the stuff that there is big.
Yeah.
Yes.
So much of the things.
First up, New Liberator. First up is the new web novel chapter, which is Debug 13 Freedom. And they mark it as part one, but not part one of chapter 13, just part one of this specific story. When was the last time we got much with Winner?
I feel like the second chapter of the web novel in general.
You mean his actual introduction?
Yes.
I think you're right. But, like, the beginning part was weird, where it's like, I was with my mother, and then I was with my father. It was like, almost like they took bits from memoirs.
Yeah, it's like, are you some sort of, like, poor little orphan child from Great Britain in the 1700s?
And then Queen Beamon shows off helping people, and the other Digimon mentions how often they're talking about Winner. And then, it was funny, they mention the Digimon in Cross-Connect, you mentioned seeing people with D-Storage wandering, causing problems, like, oh, they're gonna do evil kids? And no, it's just the NPCs being dicks. And then that transitions into the actual webcomic where NPCs being dicks. Although I love a Yao-based chapter, because she's fun.
She's an absolute fucking gremlin.
She is, but I still like, though, they have the Atmon pop out. She has no familiarity with them, which is a good way to tell us that basically no one will, because she would know. Then, when they introduce the NPC as the Smiley Navigator, it made me go, oh, we're going to see a Tamer card for this guy. definitely. And then I love when Liberator finds way to put in little cute art at times, and it's Yao thinking about her and Globon being friends. And it's like SD
that
Globon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Globon's kind of SD already.
Yeah, but like that was like plushy SD. And then a word joke that does not work. Charismon and Kalismon. That is a joke that's not play outside of Japanese. They turn it into a mishearing gag. That's about as good as it's going to get, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then Yao.
I mean, they could have put like a little author's note in there.
Yeah, I thought the same. But I wonder if since they rewrite it as a mishearing gag, to then add a note going in the original Japanese, it's because the names sound basically the same is too much when you've rewritten the joke a bit. And then here's how you know Yao is a true card game player. She's excited and frustrated by new card game features.
It's like, no, I have to study this. Crap, I'm busy doing puzzles.
And then we get Gaomon showing up at the end. You'd think that would be where the chapter ends, but we get a nice little, not quite a coda, but Mirai and Kaguyamon somewhere about to head off and show up. It really is interesting how much the comic and novel intersplice now.
I wonder if the next one is going to have Mirai just kind of like popping into Yao's battle specifically.
They're always a bit iffy on how much they will allow that sort of thing. So we will see. Although, does it feel like she should be flying in, standing on Kaguyamon's shoulder?
Absolutely. It would be epic.
If we're an actual action thing, I would expect that. With a card game, maybe not. But yeah, Liberator stuff good. And then, man, they really went nuts with giving us Time Stranger stuff.
So many stupid versions.
So first up, October 3rd. It's out this year. It's out in basically 3.5 months at this point. Then, version. So, standard, which is the game. Deluxe is the game, the season pack, which we'll come back to in a moment, and Cyber Sleuth costumes. Ultimate is game, Cyber Sleuth costumes, season pack. Early unlocks for Kizuna versions of Agumon and Gabumon. Costume packs, more costumes, and a Cyber Sleuth BGM pack. Pre-orders of all of them include a certain school uniform for the characters, Agumon Black, Gabumon Black, and Adventure item set. Now, let's go back to that season set. Three packs each have 5 Digimon, and it's currently debated what that actually means because a few places write it differently. For now, we're saying 5 Digimon. It may very well be 5 Digimon who have dedicated evolution paths. We will see. Although, a lot of people are like, ooh, I'd like that to be Gabumon. I wouldn't, because you 5 Digimon... Doesn't feel like Gabumon would benefit well from that type of pack. I just want him in the game. Plus in-game story episodes and a golden Moai for the farm in the game. And then that's when they started going overboard. So those are the digital versions. For physical, standard, which is the game plus the pre-order DLC, ultimate, which is the same as the digital retail ultimate, but you also get a card. And collectors, which we'll go into more detail in a moment. So much of these, I think I had to do multiple articles just to like clarify what all these were as I was able to get more and more information.
There's just so much, it's kind of a little convoluted.
It is. So the game is $70. The ultimate, that's where it has all the story DLC, is $120. So it feels like the season pack is going to be 50-ish, which is a bit much, but we will see what ends up happening with that.
It's like, what does this actually include?
Yeah, then, okay, the collector's edition. That is $200. It includes physical version of the game for PS5 and Xbox, a slip with game code for Steam. Oh, one thing that's come up, a number of people kept being confused why they keep mentioning only Xbox Series X for the collector's edition, because it comes with the game on disc, and Series S does not have a disc drive. So even though the game's on both versions, if you're getting the physical, it has to be for X. That's why some places are mentioning X and S, and others are just mentioning X. If you get collector's edition with Steam, slip with a game code. It has everything from the Ultimate Edition. You get the Agiomon card plus Lunamon, Coronamon, and Grace Novamon. 100-page art book, which feels like the thing people have been most excited about from this, honestly.
That's all I fucking care about.
Yeah, and then the Jupitermon Wrath Mode figure, which it's been mentioned elsewhere, the figure's actually from Mega House, so theoretically it's in the same... So yeah, although when you look at the figure, does it look a little cheap? Like look at his head where it connects to the body.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
That feels like more separation than we tend to see from gem figures.
I wonder if it's where, like, it's partially disassembled and you have to pop it together yourself, like the Shoto figures.
That's true. I don't know, 15 centimeters feels like it's a bit too big scale to do that, or to make that good, I mean. Because 15 centimeters is 6 inches, so it's a small gem figure, in scale-wise, I mean. And there's also the a few more costumes... public safety suit. And then, to get more confusing, there are more editions in Japan. I did not go over all the formations, because the Japanese version gets confusing. The collector's edition in Japan are exclusive to 3 stores, Asobi, Premium Bandai, and Rakuten Ichiba. They have different formations that includes the same stuff as the US sets, but some of them are like, you get this, but you don't get the figure. But some bonus items based on which level you get, which are available at all three places, are flash drive with music, with the game music, which, if it's the full soundtrack, I really wish we'd gotten that option, because I like that. An acrylic diorama of the key art, a steel bookcase, and an art mirror that will be serial numbered. And I always forget the name of that painting. The one where you have someone reaching for God.
Creation of Adam or something like that.
Yes. Where a version of that, but with the Time Stranger characters.
That's hilarious.
And then I was able to confirm this with Bandai when I put up the pre-order stuff. Xbox and Steam pre-orders will exist digitally, but will open later. Digital pre-orders, a few places kind of have them, but not quite in different. Like, if you go to Xbox or Steam, you can't. A few shops are already selling, oh, well, you'll get the key closer to launch, so go ahead. And one of the physical versions is Deluxe, which includes the game, the pre-order DLC, the Cyber Sleuth, and the Season Pass. So, it's not 50, so it'd be 30. It's that you get all the other stuff by getting the Ultimate version. There's so many versions, it is actually hard to keep track.
I just want the game and the art book.
When they announced the date, got a new trailer that showed off stuff, honestly, quite nicely. We also got a Japanese commercial that had some new footage. The new key art, which just looks really good. Let's see. We got Japanese cast. Some very suggestive actors in there. If you look at the way they list the cast, they kind of list them in rows. Except one person who's off on their own. Did you see who that person is? Miyuki Sawashiro.
Sawashiro?
Do you know why that's relevant, Dev?
Gamamon!
No, it is Gamamon, but that's not why it'd be relevant that you'd list her off away from everyone. Is she's Mirai in prior games.
Oh shit, I keep forgetting.
So listing her in the cast list with no character, and also putting her name away from everyone else's, is very suggestive, I would say. And then
it would be really funny if there was a cutscene of Gamamon and Mirai talking to each other.
They should. And then,
God, I hope.
Then the part that personally disappointed me the most and upset people, and some people were just upset that anyone was disappointed about it, which is the specs. They have not listed PC minimum or recommended yet. The actual specs for consoles are very strange. Even the way they list it is strange. Like, PS5 and PS5 Pro and Xbox Series X are all 4K. Xbox Series S is 1440p, and those are all listed as 30 FPS, which we'll get into in a minute. Steam, they list 1080p as their baseline for, like, what they're coming up with stuff for. Minimum 720p, max is 3840 by 2400. That is 4K, but with a vertical extension for a 16 by 10 screen, which isn't as common as they used to be, especially at that resolution, which a bit odd, but okay. They
maybe
also
they're more popular in Japan?
Maybe.
I would not.
I don't know. I would think that just, because it isn't forced camera like the old games, I would think it would make more sense to do ultra-wide with how many people get those for gaming now. And people in the chat are going, oh yeah, I definitely hear Richard Epcar in the English version of the trailer. There's definitely some familiar voices. We're just kind of waiting until we get an official cast list to detail stuff. The lack of HDR support disappoints because the game looks so colorful. And HDR would really make that pop. And then for the frame. So here's the thing. Frame rate does not kill a game. It's disappointing based on how the game looks. So far from what we know of the graphics and the underlying gameplay systems, there isn't anything very crazy being done. So it being 30 is kind of like bare minimum rather than being nice. And it's not like the engine's
locked. Cyber Sleuth going to 60?
I believe Cyber Sleuth would go to 60 on everything except Vita. I believe on Switch in some areas it went wonky, but I believe the time when I was testing the game, I never hit any of those places. So to me, it looked nearly locked to 60. Nearly. But yes, Cyber Sleuth did. And these graphics just aren't that wild compared to Cyber Sleuth. If there was some underlying gameplay thing that would explain it, it just ends up being disappointing to me personally. And here's why it is. Like, if you said, okay, it's only 30, it's exactly the same on the PS5 and PS5 Pro. Like, the graphical specs are identical between those, which is strange. So, yeah, that's definitely disappointing. I'm looking forward to seeing what the PC version will be able to do, both before and after mods. So we will see.
Make it fancy.
Yeah. And then Terrymon Assistant went over it. He basically went over the physical items that come with various editions.
Very lovely.
They do. I want that sound. They don't actually say it's a soundtrack. It may just be selected music, but I'm always up for game soundtrack.
And the thing is, like, I'm wondering if it's just like the music files, or if in the game you're allowed to have, like, just go to, like, kind of like your jukebox and have a different music playing than what would default on it.
We won't know for the game. This, I would assume, is just a selection of music from the game to listen to. Like, I would consider this a bonus, not bonus music for the game. They actually did that for the Hacker's Memory Special Edition, where you would actually get a different version of the game, and you could swap in various anime songs for the standard music. And then we got a bunch of previews for Time Stranger. So, Tidemon, Agumon, Bond of Bravery, Gabumon, Bond of Friendship. I like how anytime Bond of Bravery comes up, multiple people point out that it really should be Bond of Courage, and yes, it should.
Yes, it fucking should. It pisses me off so much.
That's one, that one's annoying. I will say, though, and even in chat, even like Stark's like, 30 isn't bad, but it's not great, especially for, turn-based RPG. It can be nice just to have the smoothness. Anytime you deal with FPS, you get a lot of people giving their opinion who don't know. My personal favorite, and it doesn't pop up as much as it used to, the person going, the human eye can't tell the difference between 30 and 60 FPS. Yes, you can. Dev got 165 hertz monitor for her computer. And believe me, once it's fully set up, I'm going to make sure she's taking advantage of the 165 hertz.
It's going to blow my fucking retinas right out.
That would be HDR. The main thing when you jump up the frame rate is you're going to turn on, and then you're going to realize the mouse looks different is going to be the primary thing that will happen for a few minutes, where you'll move the mouse and you're like, that's not the way the mouse normally moves.
Like, no, I don't like this. This is uncanny. No, make it stop.
That tends to happen for a very short period of time where it actually will feel not quite right. Then we also got to look at Agumon Black, Black War Greymon, Gabumon Black, and Melgrumon Black.
I want the puppy.
Those poor Digimon, a lot of people don't get why they keep showing up as pre-order things. It's because you don't want the pre-order bonus to be Agumon and Gabumon, because they have to be front and center in the game. And that's the best you can do. And then the Ultimate Edition one, giving you the Kizuna versions, it doesn't give you them. It gives you them early.
Early access.
They're in the game. It's just if you buy the Ultimate Edition, you get early. Which is very valuable, because it means they've done this twice for the same game. Kodai,
hot topic.
Yeah. Kodai Kurumi and Shota Kuroi. I already don't like Kodai Kurumi. Do you know why? At this point, do you know how many actual theories there are about this guy? I'm already tired of him. He has a beard.
He's just generic guy McDude.
No. Like, okay, if you look at the character art, he vaguely looks like Gankumon. And he has the last name of Kyoko from Cyber Sleuth. And it's like, it's already too much. You know what it is? It's that it feels less like things to actually theorize, and it more feels like a nonsense mystery box that's just there to have people go, ooh, is it? Rather than it being like an actual potential cool thing to discover. It's also possible it's just completely coincidence that he vaguely looks like Gankumon.
It'd be funny if his partner Digimon is Gankumon.
I would like it if it showed up immediately and there's just no way to even make it work. Then Monica Simmons and Asuna Shiroki said that wrong. And people are like, Simmons kind of looks like Kyoko. That could be her mom. It's like, I don't know if this person looks old enough to have an adult daughter 8 years later, even if you assume this is 8 years sooner.
I mean, she could be like fucking Lusamine from Sun and Moon.
You're not wrong, but that doesn't help. Then Bakasmon and Sirenmon. Does Sirenmon look weirdly like goofy in this image for some reason? Something feels off.
I think it...
Like, is it like the shading feels it's off?
It's the shading from the mask, where it looks very 3D model-ish.
I think it is a 3D model.
Well, if you zoom all the way in...
You think it's just art?
Oh.
I was going to say it was a 3D model that was, like, cel-shaded to look like art. You think it's just art?
It's hard to say, but it just...
The black line
is just coming off a little weird.
In chat, they're saying they think it's because we can see her mouth so clearly, when normally it's more like a short character from above. I don't know. And then
this looks like a little uncanny.
And then Coronamon and Lunamon.
Bunny supremacy.
I will say this, whether it's an art or render, is Coronamon's head weirdly large there?
Yes, absolutely.
I like Coronamon. His head is like bigger than his body.
And his eyes are like below the like in the bottom third of his head.
And then Junomon, which I don't think we had, I may be wrong, I don't think we had seen Junomon up till now. And people thought like the reveal of Junomon was going to be like a late game reveal. It's like, nope, there's Junomon.
I could have sworn we had like a close up of her face like a lot earlier.
Well, I meant like that she'd be story important is what I mean.
Oh.
I don't remember if she showed up in a trailer or not prior to this. I just meant that, like, a story thing. If they're giving us the profile, she will matter, is what I mean.
Would.
And then, so yeah, we're 3.5 months away, getting lots of stuff, and it is shocking how much stuff they just, like, started throwing at us. So, Dev, which version are you getting? Although, I guess you have to get Steam, don't you? You don't have the consoles.
Correct, because like I refuse to have anything Xbox related in my house.
Okay, so you have three choices: standard, ultimate, or collectors. Although collectors is mostly sold out, and they're now doing waiting lists.
I want that art book. I don't give a shit about anything else.
Yeah, I don't really care. The problem with the figure is like I have plenty of figures, and they're not all on display for stuff that I actually like want.
Okay, I think it's like if it was like Ageomon. Sure, the figure would be great because he's a little.
I'm glad they're not doing an Ageomon figure. Do you know why? When and if we get an Ageomon figure one day, I want one with him at the center and like the different evolutions all around him.
That would take up so much space.
They could be little figures though, but yeah, Ageomon has such a interesting evolution path. I want that to be part of the figure. You know what I mean?
Could have, like, an acrylic stand behind it with the silhouettes of them on it. That would be more reasonable.
See, but they just do that, and then he would also be an acrylic stand. And then, Dev, time to take a sip of drink before Cardpocalypse.
Oh, no more cards.
Oh, no, they went fucking nuts. It took me, like, an hour and a half or 2 hours or something to put together an article. Okay, ready, Dev?
Unfortunately.
Dracomon Box Topper.
I fucking love it. It's so cute.
And that's actually a profile thing that they mentioned that he likes gems and shiny things and eats things he likes. Then we get a panorama card of Kreskurumon Ace, Omegamon Ultra S, and Blitzkriegmon Ace. That's not only cool, it is a follow-up to a panorama they did for Omegamon, where they did it like the same style but from like a different camera angle.
I love when they do the joining cards.
Yeah. This one, I feel, is a little asterisk too because they don't really join. Do you get what I mean? Because they had that digital effect in between the cards where they do, but also this is three completely separate pieces of art that just have a few bits that... It's not like one big piece of art, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if you remove...
There's a little more separation.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Then Hackmon Box Topper. I actually really like this one. It's like that weird thing where they will give Hackmon hero poses.
He's so dramatic with his cape billowing in the wind.
On a British phone box for some reason. Then we get Kuwagamon, who is doing a very Kuwagamon pose. Like, here's the thing. This is fine art. I just don't have much thought on it because it feels like we've seen Kuwagamon do this 100 times. Then Zubamon looks great, honestly.
Very dramatic.
God, Zubamon's like, what, six? He's been around for like 6 years at this point? Seven? About seven, I think.
20th.
Yeah. That's why it's like, I'm like, it feels like he's been around longer, doesn't it?
I think it's just because the design is just like so kind of like classic.
Yeah. And then we get Kabuterimon flying forward. I like the speed blurring effect on this one.
Also a very Kabuterimon pose.
And then this is one that disappointed people, but I liked is the Chimerimon card. Like, I think Koki did a great job on this one, but some people, I saw a number of people like, it's one of the few secret rares. It feels almost like a normal card, but it should be like fancy. You can see him dashing forward, wondering.
I like looking at all like the texture and detail.
No, like it's done really well in this one. Because ironically, have we not seen a lot of Koki pudding cards lately?
Yeah, you're right. He's been doing like more like intense.
I mean, that's the thing. He's always done both, but anytime he does whatever the one text you want to call, we call it pudding. I don't think we really like those cards, even when they're really good, because the look is just off-putting. This one I really like.
It really, really depends on the individual Digimon, because some it matches really well. The other one, it just looks like you just put this through an old Photoshop filter and turned it into a blob.
Yeah. Then we get a Ludomon box topper, which a number of these box toppers feel like they're iconic isn't the first word, but generally iconic to the Digimon. Like, doesn't this feel like a Ludomon image you've seen before?
It does.
Then we get anime-style art of Taichi Yamato with Blitz and Cress. What's interesting is this is new art, but it feels like something I've seen in a show somewhere.
It looks like a screen cap.
Yeah, now this is definitely new art. Like, we definitely never saw Blitz or Cress looking like that in the show. But yeah, I like it. A Battlemon Core. I like this. I think the style's good. I understand when people say they don't because it doesn't necessarily look more dynamic compared to the original card. And this is the parallel one.
I like cool and creepy.
Yeah.
Which is what you want.
See, to me, you know what it feels like? Did you ever get Beast Wars figures? I'll take that as a no. When you would get a figure like from Beast Wars or from a few different Transformers series, at the bottom right where the window is, they would have like exclusive art of them that would then be like have cut away part of the plastic behind. This feels like that for Obatomon, where it's just kind of
Figures I got were like already out of the packaging.
Yeah, this is, it reminds me of that. It feels like that kind of art. And then parallel and special parallel. So Metal Greymon.
Chibi is so fucking adorable.
We'll talk about the other ones in a bit because those are unique and they have something to go over. Metal Mamemon, great art. I love the claw. Andromon, I like the SD1 because it feels like something that was in a like manual somewhere, but does it feel a little goofy? Like him trying to make a serious face?
It's like, dude, you're like 2.5 heads tall.
Although weirdly, trying to look menacing does work for Megadramon. Metal Tyrannomon. Although the Metal Tyrannomon one's weird because the arm that he does the missile thing, that is the wrong arm. And I know that's a nitpick. I'm just pointing it out. I believe they did it because they wanted him facing that direction for a reason that'll be obvious shortly. And then Mugendramon. So, first Analogmon, him, kind of comic booky art with Mugendramon. Then we get the Mugendramon special parallel card. Parallel card, that is, not special.
God, so cool.
Now, do you realize why this one's cool? If you look at all
because,
the cyborg...
World one?
No, so the Mugendramon one, where he's, like, looking up. If you look at all the parallel cards of the cyborg Digimon, they're all in the poses. So, like, Metal Greymon's arm is at that exact angle on the Metal Greymon card. You know how the one cannon is supposed to be Metal Mamemon's on Mugendramon? If you look at the Metal Mamemon card, the cannon's at that exact angle.
Oh, that is very interesting.
Or,
I did not even
Or if you look at the, you know, the Andromon skull thing on his knee? It's the same angle as the Andromon face in the card. They did it for all the cyborg ones. So you can actually, like, look, they're all at the same angles in those. So they were, like, drawn in tandem.
All of the Andromon's components.
Yes. And then Chimeramon parallel card. I just like this one. It's just neat.
I really like the eyes, where it's just, like, really angry baby.
Although, weirdly,
like Godzilla about to fire his laser.
Does it feel like the head is more coherent than Chimeramon's head? Is like, it feels more like it's one piece. Like, if you look at the Kabuterimon helmet.
Okay, yeah, or usually, like, in the back, it flares up a little bit more, usually.
Yeah, this is integrated a bit better. Then we have clean images of EX-09 and various recent promo cards, so all of them. This is also another set where common and uncommon cards get parallel cards with color borders. It feels like a weird set for that, because one of the things about this set was that they had the V-Pet borders for most cards. So it's a bit odd that, like, the more valuable and fancier ones are the foil details. Then the recent promo cards are prizes for the World Championship, the Welcome Tamer Pack, the serial number cards. I don't know if we know anyone who got any of those. Cool Boy prize cards and Shoutmon prize cards. What disappoints me here is with the Shoutmon ones, I'm always predisposed to going Cross 7 Superior Mode looks the best, but he doesn't out of these three cards. I think the best out of these three is Cross 4. Where you just get like the anime sword swing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm predisposed to think Superior Mode looks the best. And then Booster Set 22 stuff continues. Can we just give a clap for Devimon with the most dynamically drawn version of Deathclaw we've ever seen?
And also his face.
I know, it's so good. Then we get Deathmaramon. This feels like a follow-up to the prior Maramon and Blue Maramon cards, where we get multiple of them doing attacks in a battle.
Yeah, where they look like they're back-to-back, and you can see the two there.
And then everyone's favorite, Jimmy Ken. And a lot of people did not realize that his name is actually Jimmy Ken, and it shortened to Jimmy Ken.
Because isn't it like his band name, or...
Well, no, Jimmy Ken isn't his real name either.
No, I meant like it's his stage name.
No, I know, but I mean is Jimmy Ken is also his stage name. Unless I'm misremembering, his actual name is, where is it? Oh, yeah, his real name is Masao Tanaka. As in, that is his real name, then his stage performer's persona is named Jimmy Ken, and it's normally shortened to Jimmy Ken. If you want that to be any more confusing, yes, his persona has its own name, and then his persona has a nickname, which is said roughly the same. But yeah, a lot of people thought that Jimmy Ken being written out was like a dubism or something. No, it just does not. That comes out that way a lot. Then Musimon gets some good anime art. And Mediamon gets a side view that's a bit of a reference. And you also get some very, very neat... If you zoom in, you can see screenshots of various Digimon music performances.
Oh, I see that.
The easiest one to see is Shoutmon, I believe.
It's like Sirenmon. Ooh, I kind of like the Loudmon one in the back, where it looks kind of like a metal band poster.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then one of the most beloved characters from Cyber Sleuth, Pete, the Wanyamon. That is such cute art. Then we get Repamon and Tylinmon. Some nice, fun attack shots here. I feel like Repamon is the better image, but Tylinmon's better to look at, if that makes sense. Like, you can see more of him more clear, although Repamon gets, like, the cool action shot.
Yeah, one's more, like, in the frame, the other one's more dynamic.
And then, since it is a Cyber Sleuth set, two of the best-known Digimon that you use if you're going to grind stuff out, Gold Numamon and Platinum Numamon. A few people seem surprised they got in. I'm really not, because, like, anyone who grinded through the game loved these two. Although I think there was a better one for money than Gold Numamon. I just don't remember who it is. But yeah, people, like, definitely remember the number of people who would go by with as many Platinum Numamons as possible to grind EXP. Then we get Effectmon. Good little... I like showing the dragon from the special move. And then Rekkomon, who is recording Newsimon. I like it. It's fun. It's fun that it's a profile reference. Although I feel like a lot of Atmon, people don't know their profiles enough to make it relevant.
To be fair, a bunch of them are kind of visually sort of like, okay, this is a recolor, who cares?
True. Although in the case of Rekkomon, I don't think he's a I don't think there's another microphone Atmon, is there?
God, I don't remember. They kind of like all blurred together.
Then Shellmon and Ryugamon.
Fucking amazing art.
I know, it's so good. Then MCmon, Roarmon, Tapmon. So MCmon is where you get to where you are like, eh, boo. I don't like three colors. I think it's a fun art piece for him, at least. Roarmon is, he doesn't show up a lot. It's funny seeing people wondering if it's a baby or if it's a second head. As far as I know from his profile stuff, that is a second head. It isn't like a sleeping baby on him or anything.
It's so weird. I don't even remember this one at all.
I don't think he was in the anime. Or if he did, it was really quick. And then Tapmon, which we get a focus on the Red Entertainment Tower. I don't know why I just really like this art of them, like, lazily gardening and a few of them are sleeping.
It has, like, this soft, like, Studio Ghibli kind of look to it. And also they look like candy, and I want to eat them.
Also, if you look at them all, what the hell is purple doing?
Vibing. Also hanging.
Yeah, I was gonna, no, you know what? Purple looks like it's hanging, like, worried it's going to fall and die. But, like, the others are, like, flying. Are you okay, Purple? What are you doing?
Purple's having one of my days.
And then Dreammon. This is one that feels like a lot of people did not know existed, where it's like, no, it's not Bakuman.
This one I remember exists, because I was looking for, shit, I'm very sleepy, I need a Wikimon article, which Digimon are sleepy related.
Then, because it is a Cyber Sleuth set, it is Metal Gurumon and War Greymon. I actually like these, I sort of have much to say, because we've seen a lot of cards of them lately.
Yeah.
Nice, but yeah, I don't have much to say. It's neat, though. I like that they're doing against the darker counterparts. And then, Omegamon. This one's fun because it's a reference, but it's a reference you have to think about. It's Omegamon. First off, can we just, like, appreciate how good the 3v1 art is?
It looks really cool and dramatic.
It's battling Ho-Omon, Tiger Vespon, and Sakuyamon, which is the battle that Metal Greymon... War Greymon and Metal Gurumon do, that then transitions to doing the evolution scene with Nokia doing the gunbuster pose.
I do not remember.
That's the scene that everyone remembers where they evolve, and it has Omegamon standing there with arms crossed, and then Nokia is standing there with arms crossed, and then you do this battle. So excellent. Yeah,
so I can actually finish playing that game.
It's a fun
one. Or replay it.
And then let's see. Cyberspace Eden, I like it. I don't have much to say about it because it's basically just art representation of basic feature of Eden. I would guess a lot of people would think this is a screenshot, to be honest. But no, this is actually new art. And it's new art from someone who I believe Ito Hiro did a number of Liberator art pieces. Like, I think the Imperial German Black Key art is them. So it's someone who's used to doing this sort of thing. Then we get Vikemon from the launch event, two versions, and then Poyomon and Sangomon, which fit in with...
I really like the watercolor look on Vikemon.
Yeah, and for Vikemon, it is the second card in the launch event, where they said they were going to do a panorama with all four.
Oh.
So we get Paladin Mode, Vikemon, and I'm reasonably sure the one we see right there is Valkyriemon. You can see the red feather cape thing. Although off the top of my head, I'm not sure what the other thing is, to be honest.
Hip armor thing? I don't...
Yeah, I'm not 100%
actually,
sure.
It might just be an attack effect.
That could be. See, I keep trying to, like, play, like, recognize armor, and then, oh, man, I woke up I went to bed Thursday, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're gonna do the card game next plan presentation, means big card news every time. Are you ready for what they went over, Dev? new trailer for EX and I, which one of the better trailers they've done. They showed off the English versions of the secret Palo cards. They showed off Mugen German, secret Palo. I love they do the weird minimal coloring on him, but then the background is like the full green Digimon World colors.
Yes.
Card sleeves for 5th Anniversary Atmon, Signs of Digivolution, and Close. We've seen these before, but this is the best look we have at them, and they actually put them up at decent quality. Cyber Eden, they showed off, which is the Cyber Sleuth set that is coming in July. For Sinister Order, the EX booster based on anime villains, they showed off the Black War Greymon and Beelzebubmon card. Guardza.
That's that I am hella looking forward to.
Yeah. Box purchase bonuses for that one are going to be sleeves themed after anime villains. So yeah. We get Black War Greymon, Demon, Bagramon, and Apocalypsemon. Can't you just see him complaining about pizza?
Yes.
Then Hacker's Slumber, which is boosted at 23 in October, continues on the Cyber Sleuth theme by moving to Hacker's Memory, and we get an art preview of Hudimon.
Bug.
I like the art. I don't like the font they used to write Hudimon, because doesn't that look like they just found like some weird basic-ass font?
Yeah.
Then Starter Deck 22 will be an advanced deck, Amethyst Mandala, which is based on Sukuyamon, which is a nice theme. Was the last advanced deck, was it Blast Mode, I think? I think it was Beelzebubmon Blast Mode themed. Then for Booster Set 24, they reveal... It is Time Stranger, which I don't think anyone was shocked by. They also announced that starting in October in the US, September, Japan, events will have promo packs from Time Stranger using Time Stranger key art for characters.
They're kind of okay.
It's one of those things where I like getting art we've already seen, but also I would prefer new art. Then in
I mean, the Tamer cards look good, but the actual... Digimon cards just...
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think Ageomon looks fine.
Yeah, because it looks like more drawn, but yeah. The others are like very 3D model kind of.
Then in January will be more sleeves, where these will be matte, they're raising the price, and they're all Cyber Sleuth themed. Well, Cyber Sleuth and Hacker's Memory. Then in February, a Liberator themed EX booster. God, it is... I'm trying to decide if this is just a new Liberator-themed one, or if this is like the end of Liberator-themed. Then we get the second reprint boost. Was the last one the one that was like 2 years ago and it had a few Ghost Game cards?
Yes.
It was, I don't remember the name. Yeah, so do I. It was like...
Limited something or other, or...
No, I think that... No, because the limited card pack, there was a limited card pack themed on Ghost Game. I'm talking about the one where it had, like, the Seriousmon cover.
But it got, like, mixed into...
Maybe. I'm mixed up. They went over the debugger set and how Liberator's running. The second premium heroine set will be available to pre-order starting next month. First one was based on anime. This one's based on games. They showed championship cards. Based on Kazuchimon, they showed World Championship cards based on the Lugamon family. They reiterated, hey, Digimon card game will be at Digimon Con, or Digimon Expo. Allison will be at Anime Expo. And
so demos.
Yeah, and also in July, Japan will also get demos for Allison. Then... Card Battle came back with a return to Digimon Card Room, which I always wondered how they were going to deal with if they did a older style Card Battle one with Yuki, and the solution is lazier than I expected. So they go back to Digimon Card Room for the episode to show off a match for EX-09, and it's actually themed after Adventure 2020 with an Omegamon Ultra S theme deck and an Abatomon deck. I read how they dealt with it in the English version. They cut off everything except like the 2 or 3 minute new segment of Yuki at the end.
Oh, that's funny.
Didn't sub it. They literally just cut it off and they're just like, oh, it's just a news thing for the US. It's disappointing.
Oh, well.
And then off from cards, so we can get sips of our drinks.
So many fucking cards. My God.
And then we knew Kenji Watanabe was doing 02 25th anniversary art for products we talked about last time. They're all up to pre-order. They all look nice. I'm not getting any of them. I just like looking at them. I'm still not convinced the colors work for Ken and Wormmon.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah. So those are up to pre-order if anybody wants them. If you were going to spend the money, let's say you had the money, you were going to get one thing from here, what would you get?
I'd probably get the Imperial Jerman tote bag.
I think mine would be Imperial Jerman shirt.
Thing is, I have so fucking many shirts.
It's no, so do disgusting. I. Right now, I'm literally wearing a shirt that is the USS Cerritos as if it were a model kit. And then a new Digimon Adventure pop-up shop has been announced for Tree Village starting June 28th. Three locations, online sales. The Yukata-themed anime art's very nice, and we get graph art of it.
The only thing I care about.
I like the art. It's just so good. We have nothing about the products to talk about because they're interesting in the sense of it's always nice to get products, but there's really nothing super interesting or different. Although I guess the weird acrylic, like the collection bottle thing, I have no idea. Like, I don't have any of these, so I don't know if they are like, if are they like in fluid and you shake them up and they move around or something? Or is it just like, it's a design and it sort of looks like a bottle? I don't know.
Yeah, with just the mock-up, it's like impossible to tell.
Yeah, I keep trying to think like, is there something special to this? Or is it just like, it's an acrylic stand, but it looks like a bottle instead? I don't know. And then, to no one's surprise, Ligermon / Ragermon won for Favorite Arm Revolution from Digimental Digiega Friendship. And it had 48.9% of the vote.
Almost fully fucking half.
Yeah. No one, like, Thunderbirdmon sort of ranked, but also, like, when one of them's getting 50%, no one's ranking that well.
Yeah, but actually it ended up being, like, about what we expected, yeah. At least for, like, the top three.
I think we... Did we both say we wondered if a Bitmon would be lower than that, though? And Kenkimon. I think we both said no, Kenkimon we thought was going to be dead last. Or was that Sepikmon?
I thought Kenkimon was going to be dead last.
Okay, then yeah, Kenkimon, I think we both went, no one remembers who Kenkimon is. Kenkimon only got votes because people are like, no, I'm going to vote for the Digimon no one knows.
That or they have a special interest in construction equipment.
Which is possible. And then for the new poll, it is Favorite Arm Revolution from the Digimental Digiega of Purity / Sincerity, based on how you translate it. I give Shurimon domination on this one.
I feel like there's going to be like a close runner-up of Yashomon.
See, I thought about Yashomon, but then I started thinking Ponchomon. Because the one thing we've seen in these polls is anything that shows up in 2020 actually tends to do well.
Yeah, but Yashomon was around, like, for quite a few series. Enough that they have, like, four official respellings of its fucking name at this point.
Yeah. Okay, so we're Shurimon's top. We're split on if it's going to be Yashomon or Ponchomon. Who's the bottom? And why is Kabukimon?
I was about to say, it's going to be fucking Kabukimon because... Because
Nohemon shows up a few times, and people seem to like Frogmon, even though Frogmon doesn't show up in anything.
People like frogs, and it's a cool design.
Yeah. See, Frogmon could be bottom, though, honestly.
I feel it'd be middle of the pack.
And then, looking the potpourri batch of Annabirth put up a bunch of photos of various of the summer products. Maguro put up another photo of him and Chiba on the set of Digimon Card Room. They mentioned
that was the same photo as last time.
I thought it was at first also, then I realized that no, it was actually a different photo, so I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'll post it. It's a Saturday night. Doesn't matter. So I'll go ahead and post it. Then the Digimon music producer posted a photo, said the Yamato and the Teenage Wolves album's done. It looks like it's from a printing layout from a booklet.
Oh yeah, I see the hatch marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Then Ayumi Miyazaki posted photos from the event Voice of Dimensions that he did in Nanchang, China on June 1st. He mentioned, you know, always nice when fans sing along. He mentioned various other performers by name and how good they were all at the event. Then SLMY1022, who did the Digimon Seekers comic, posted a little bit of Children's Day art featuring a few baby Digimon relaxing.
So fucking cute. One, oh my god, I want plushies of all.
One looks like they're going to topple over, though.
They'll live, probably. It's not that far of a far.
Then for the card game art of the week, It is Makuinamon putting Gabumon in a costume, and Gabumon has concerns. Based on the, all these swarm Digimon are Makuinamon now, but used to be other Digimon. Gabumon looks so put out.
Well, you have to think of it this way. He's a lizard, and he's wearing a fur coat. And now on top of that fur coat, he has to wear an entire-ass mascot costume. And also, how the hell are you going to get that over his horn?
Do you like how they drew the horn bigger just to, like, put a pin on that?
Sparkle, sparkle.
Then the Toei Museum showed off various Digimon Adventure stuff that's on display to sell. They also mentioned a lot of their visitors from outside of Japan are very much buy Digimon stuff. Then they had a display for a few anime posters, including a very early O2 poster. I want to say this would be pre-air, I believe.
Yeah, I don't recognize it.
I believe this was a pre-air, like in kids' magazines and stuff like that, I think. I could be wrong. Then people started to get their cassette project stuff in, and AIM showed off hers, and as you'd guess, she got the Mimi cassette.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I'm still tempted to order the non-themed version of that cassette player and like mock review it as a serious thing, but I just don't want to go to the effort.
Yeah, don't. You suffer enough.
Kenji Watanabe and Yumi Miyazaki did another one of their music and art events. It's just a nice little small scale. Yeah, the photos of it are all nice. The card game art this time is Violet talking about what the humidity does to her hair, and Arisa imagining it as a drill. I just like, not just like the drill, but like the little art of Violet and Arisa and how they're both looking. Like, Arisa's clearly like freaked out, but Violet's like very happily telling a story.
Like, one time.
It's so good.
I was in Gurren Lagann.
And then the Liberator art this time is we get Usagi Bochi doing Yao Qinglan art. Very familiar hero pose. My brain just will not, like, name what it came from, and I don't know why. But, like, in my head, I can see it. Like, character throwing on the coat.
Or, like, ripping off the coat and throwing it dramatically into the background.
Yeah, that's true. And then a slightly more casual look from Tomo. I like the minimal, like, old comic-y coloring, sort of. Then, time for chat to do questions as we pull up the ones that were sent in ahead of time. Which Digimon mobile game is your favorite, and do you think you'll play Eleison? Favorite? I remember really liking Heroes, honestly.
Which same.
That was just a basic match, but even, like, it didn't really harass you to, like, spend money. You could, and you'd get some neat stuff with it, but did not, like, harass you about it.
It was very satisfying to play. It had, I mean, the plot was ankle deep, but it was nice, and the music was really good.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't need to discontinue that. I would have paid, like, $5 just, like, have a match 5 game on my phone.
Eleison, I imagine I will play it to try it, and then I'll just be like, this isn't for me. Because here's the thing, I'm just not big with the super heavy gacha games anyways. The handful I've played, I always played with minimal gacha, and then after a couple weeks I was like, okay, I'm done here, I think.
Yeah, I think the only gacha-ish game I've played and stuck around with for a while would be the Fire Emblem.
I remember people really liked that one for a bit.
It's really fun. It does play quite a bit like the older games in the series with the strategy.
That must be why. Okay, the question from chat is, if we were given the chance to take two Digimon, give them a special level 7 form a la Omegamon, a fusion that's not a fusion, which two Digimon would you pick? See, the question there is, do you pick two and think at the idea, or do you pick two where it basically just ends up being another Omegamon, as most of these are? And just be like, no, that's right. Like, I'll admit, like, it's not a real Digimon, and I'm not sure I want it to be, in the sense of being like, it has an entry, but I kind of like the dual-wielding Omegamons, where we got both swords and both cannons.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think my answer is like, actually having a way for those to appear. So, Omegamon and Omegamon. How's that for an answer?
One Omegamon just picks up the other one by the ankles and just swings it the fuck around. Beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
And then, do you have an answer, Dev, or are you just going with double Omegamon? beating them each other.
I want something just supremely fluffy, so Renamon and Doramon's lines just double up the fluffy foxiness, just it turns into a giant fucking pom-pom that rains death upon my enemies.
That works. Then someone asks, what do you see in game footage or trailer that makes you go, that's a game I might like, what games have you played lately? For something like footage, it's kind of just like, does it catch you, right? It's hard to like quantify that, I think.
You should go by like the genre of the game itself, because I mean, sure, something might look cool, but it's like, that looks interesting and it has a neat storyline, but also that doesn't look fun for me to actually sit down and play. So just, if yeah. It looks like a Metroidvania, I'm going to play it.
And then for what games have you played lately? Not much. I only played a few demos. So I want to say there were one was the Tony Hawk 3 and 4 demo, which I did a few times. And then I tried the demo of, they were doing a side-scroller Metroidvania of Space Adventure Cobra. And I want to see what that was like. And the demo was strange because like it had interesting ideas. It also had some bad execution. The big one being, it's they put you in a later episode, a later level, but without all the equipment. Okay. And the game does not explain this, so like you will see items like right below you. And it's like, okay, I must have to figure out how to like do double jumps or move in a certain way to get it. It's like, no, you get a grappling hook at some point in the game and then can grab this stuff. But for a demo, it does not tell you this. So yeah.
Would be frustrating.
Yeah.
The only thing I've been playing recently, aside from Pokemon Go, is Pokemon TCG Pocket, which is very relaxing. I like bullying the computer.
And then, next question was, what new Atmon or Digimon goodies do you guys think we'll get? I don't know. I'm not sure I would have guessed the Jupitermon Wrath Mode figure. At the moment, it feels like the only stuff you can guarantee is more cards. And since we're in an anniversary year, O2 stuff, and then Ghost, then Beat Break stuff, since that's coming soon.
Those aren't plushie of Sergeant Frog.
Which one?
I want a plushie of the Sergeant Frog, little bastard.
It feels like that has to be a for sure, don't you think so? Then
I hope so.
Then someone said, with Digimon Ghost Game not getting a home video release, do you think the same will be true of Beat Break? Well, in the case of Ghost Game, here's the thing. The Ghost Game website, when it first was up, it actually did have a standby like header for Blu-ray and DVD. It not getting them and not being removed would suggest that the show just did not do well. And Toei definitely still puts their shows on disc, so we'll see how Beat Break does, I guess. Someone said, plan to do anything during the summer. Going to any cons, enjoying any of the summer beverages we've spoken of in the past.
Personally, I am going to too many games in a week or so.
That's a good one. Now, this summer for me is relaxing and work and heat. So we will see. Beverages, lots of iced tea, lots of iced coffee.
Pretty much the same thing I drink all year round anyway.
Yeah. Last chance in for questions from chat. Where do you think Digimon games go once time changes out? They said, personally, it's hard for me to think about because it went from fully announced to having a date that's not far away so quickly.
I feel like they'll maybe like a remake or a remaster of something from earlier.
It feels like that's the right call. The problem is there's just enough like knowledge where couldn't you see them going, oh, it's a 4K version of Cyber Sleuth Complete Edition for PS5.
Yeah.
Because remember, if you have PS4 or PS5, you can only get Hacker's Memory. You can't get Cyber Sleuth at the moment. So, like, it's right there to just port the Complete Edition to that. And I guess also Xbox, but yeah. I haven't seen how it runs on the Switch, how the existing version runs on the Switch 2, so I don't know about that one, though.
And I do not have one to test, so...
Yeah, I think that, and then last question from chat is, do you guys think Digimon Atmon will be added to more Digimon games now? That they're definitely integrating them as a thing is a better chance for that. It feels like if they did do it, they would probably do it like they did with Crossword stuff, where they just did a few first just to like see how people react. But it'd be nice. Yeah, I guess the question is, do you end up doing just Gamamon, or do you also do the the app Fuse Partners. You just have like a bunch where it ends up being, you know, 10 or 12 or whatever for Gaiamon.
No idea.
Neither do I. That's a good question. And on Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Let's go with MC Mon because he's actually kind of adorable.
Good choice. Plus, it's counter to you early commenting on the lazy recolors.
Yes.
Then I can be found at With the Wills Always. We're a day early, so in 2 weeks we should be back on Monday. Thank you everyone for showing up. We will catch you in a few weeks. Bye.
Bye.